Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Danielle Kelly Tolbert and Georgia Street of the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council. Welcome.
Thank you, Corey. It's always fun to be with you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here today. And first, Danielle, let me start with you. What is the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council? What do you guys do?
The Northeast Louisiana Arts Council serves an 11-parish region. The Arts Council of Northeast Louisiana seeks to nurture a vibrant regional arts culture through support, promotion, and education. And we're here today to talk about that.
And Miss Georgia, something you guys have going on all the time, and when the weather is nice.
And we're hoping for nice weather.
And it's that time again, April. So tell me what's going on in the month of April.
Well, we're so excited about the Brown Bag Concert Series. You know, it's such fun. It's a wonderful opportunity for the community to come out in the middle of the week, have a nice break from work, enjoy the sunshine, and enjoy some free music. And, you know, the whole point of Brown Bag is for our community to showcase local talent. Sometimes you don't realize what you have in your own backyard. So when Brown Bag originally started, that was one of the purposes, was to provide wonderful free concerts for the community and to showcase our local talent. So we're so happy to do that. And we're going to start out with KEDM's Josh Madden. Everybody loves Josh, and he will be our opener on April the 4th. And it is located at Anna Gray No Park, which is right between St. Francis Hospital and the courthouse. And the thing about Brown Bag is it's very flexible. If you can't be there at exactly 12 o'clock noon, no big deal. Just come when you can. And if you have to leave early to get back to work, just leave early. And we love the feeling of being outside and having great music. So it's just fun for everyone. And Danielle has worked really hard this year to get a food truck for us. We're really excited about that. We had tried before and kind of fell through at the last minute. And First Baptist Church is our rain venue if we should need it. They're so gracious to let us have their community room. So we are all set. And then we're going to have a three-generational span of music talent on Wednesday, April the 11th with Landry Allen, and he will be with his grandfather, Danny Allen, and his father, Brian Allen, and Julian Jones, who is on, you know, faculty here at ULM and is well known for his musical genius. So that's going to be really, really wonderful. Landry is a wonderful singer and is part of the All-State Mixed Choir and the State All-Men's Choir. And so just a very musical family. And then on April the 18th, we'll have Rod Payne and Lisa Spann. Lisa performed Friday night for the Shindig and did a super, super job. That was a wonderful event. And so Rod and Lisa will just have a wonderful roundup of music that we all love to dance to and sing along with. So that'll be great fun.
Okay.
And then we'll close out with Mason Grenade on Wednesday, April the 25th. And Mason, as you know, has been in movies with R Squared, and he is everyone's favorite. He's a worship leader in church, so he has a wide variety of music. And we usually beg him to close with Amazing Grace, Chains Unbroken.
You know, I always find the best worship leaders are the guys who get to play Saturday night
at
some place. I look on TV sometimes, like, I saw that guy last night out at a place playing rock and roll.
So that is true.
So Mason will be
that
doing that.
True.
That's pretty cool. So you've got, so let's run through those again. You've
sure.
got Josh Madden.
Josh Madden.
You've got all the Allens on
right.
the 11th, the 18th,
Julian.
Rod Payne and Lisa Spann, and then Mason Grenade on the 25th. So a whole
right.
month of music.
A whole
and it
month
happens,
of great music.
It happens on what day?
It happens on Wednesdays from 12 noon to 1 o'clock.
And plenty of parking right there at the hospital.
There's some parking right there, and the food truck will be in the parking lot of First Baptist Church. And then First Baptist will provide beverages. Mulhern's will provide cookies. And Kilpatrick's will have tents for the performers and for a few of the guests that are there. You can bring your own quilt or your own chair, or the City of Monroe provides chairs. So we've got it all set up for
them. That's pretty cool.
It is cool. It's great fun. Great fun.
Danielle, let me ask you a little bit about what you guys do as an organization. I know education is important and exposing kids to the arts is important.
Yes, arts education has proven over and over to have higher graduation rates, lower dropout rates, higher scores on ACT and standardized tests. And so arts education not only provides that creative outlet for students, but it also helps them become good citizens in the future. So we're really passionate about arts education. We've started doing some research, particularly in our rural parishes, and just to find out those exact numbers of how many children have access to arts education.
Now, I want people to try this. The next time you go to the doctor, ask your doctor what instrument they play.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to find out that your doctor probably had an arts education, probably is a musician. I played with a big group of doctors in New Orleans. I was the only, like, not doctor. I'd call myself doctor of trumpet. But the rest of the guys were actually real doctors. And it's kind of amazing that folks that study music and study arts do a lot better in a lot of higher thinking areas.
Yes, and we want to let people know that if you study arts in elementary school and secondary education, this doesn't necessarily mean you're going to become a professional artist, but it does mean that you will be a creative professional. You're a better problem solver, and you're able to think creatively in your career.
You know, we keep hearing about STEM education, and my boss here at the radio station stops him every time, and he goes, no, you left the A out. It should be STEAM education. You can't do it without arts.
That's true. And unfortunately, in our rural parishes, we have more than half of our students don't have access to arts education. That's a problem we're trying to solve here.
It's Danielle Tolbert and Georgia Street with the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council. Georgia, the Brown Bag Concert Series starts when?
It starts Wednesday, April the 4th, so be there and have a great time.
All right. Every Wednesday during the month of April, if it's raining, it still goes on. It just moves into First Baptist Church.
True.
And it's at the Anna Gray No Park, right in front of the hospital or right behind the courthouse, depending on where you are.
That's right.
You can find out more at nelaarts.org. And if you can't remember that, you can go to our website, kedm.org, to learn more.